Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and wow, it's already January 4th. Shit, 5th. No, January 5th. Where is the year gone already, right? It just seems to be moving along. You know that old adage, the older you get, the faster time seems to fly or travel. What do you think about that? I don't know. What do you think about that? So what are we going to talk about today? Well, I'm going to merge in a couple ideas, a couple thoughts and things I've been thinking about. Reading an interesting book I found. Well, actually, it was kind of online, and it was a free book, and it was from Hay House. And I thought, oh, well, I read his material a long time ago. I see I have a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. So let me get into the theme of what we're going to be talking about, if I can find it again. Well, it's from Hay House and Dr. Brian Weiss. Dr. Brian Weiss is a psychiatrist who got accidentally into past life regressions or regression work. It isn't necessarily just past lives. It's going back to childhood and see where it takes you into a past life. Now, I did a little bit of that myself when I was studying in school. I said I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and then over the years I've done past life regressions on people and groups, and so I've always kind of enjoyed it at one level or another. So reading Dr. Weiss's book, and if I can find it, I can't find my Kindle thing on my phone. Oh, there it is. Let me give you the name of the book so you know what I'm talking about. Mirrors of Time. Mirrors of Time. So if you're interested, Dr. Brian Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. He's a psychiatrist and trained in as a medical doctor, but also in therapeutic methods. So what am I talking about today? So I'm talking about past lives. So what am I merging together? So my interest in past lives and or regression of going back to childhood and dealing with, you know, issues, where they all came from. Because I believe that, like, most of our issues come from either childhood or a past life, and that we carry that energy with us most of our lives, okay? And I'm a channel, trans channel. So I go into channeling mode, and which I'm going to do in a few minutes. And I'm going to have my spirit guides talk to you about past lives and the value of going back to past lives and looking at them. Now, I've read and watched and talked and seen other spiritual teachers, not my group, but another group that talks about, well, they don't have that much value. No, deal in the present, don't deal in the past. Okay, so that's going to have my spirit guides talk to you, and I'm thinking seriously about doing sessions, past life work, or regression work. I like the word regression because I never know where you're going to go. You could go back to 4 years old or 3 years old. You could go back to ancient Egypt. But it's all about helping you to deal with issues, either physical or psychological or emotional issues that you're carrying forward. So I'm going to channel that. I'm going to channel my spirit guides and let them do past life regressions or regressions. I keep calling them past lives, but they're not necessarily. They're regressions. Now, as Dr. Weiss said, and what I was taught in school, maybe it's just a metaphor. Maybe a past life is just a metaphor for an issue, and your mind does not want to deal with the actual events, so it creates an event so that you can deal with it. Okay, and that you can release whatever energies around it if you want to accept that concept. And it's not necessarily a past life. If you only believe that you only live one life and go to heaven, that's up to you. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to get some articles on past life regressions and so forth and so on, and regressions in general. So let me take a call, and then I'll let my spirit guide, the spirit group, talk to you about regression work, past lives, and all that fun stuff. I want their point of view too. I didn't really get to tune in much today on this, just this idea of channeling regression work. I thought that was kind of a cool idea. Hello.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. So what's going on?
Do you get anything on a past life or a childhood situation that affects me now?
What's your date of birth?
12/17/1960.
12/17. Well, you're a good. Wait a minute. You're a good Sagittarius, aren't you?
Yes, a double Sagittarius.
Well, see, that's all your problems right there. You're a Sag. I'm just teasing. I have a lot of Sagittarius in my chart, so I shouldn't say anything about Sagittarius. Okay. But you seem to be airy. Why don't you seem to be as airy as you should be? In light and kind of Sagittarius to me don't feel heavy. Okay, they feel lighter. How come you're not? You must have something
going
on.
I've been having a lot of problems with my cable company and my internet company, and they're just terrible. To the point where it was a nightmare that I was so angry that it triggered a lot of other anger, and I think I have so much anger and grief that it's like, hard rock solid soil on top of the garden that can't grow.
Okay, so listen, let me go back to your last life. And I see you died in 1931 in your last life, okay? So you weren't too quick. You weren't too quick about coming back. Male or female? Male. You were a male in a past life. I get male, not a female, okay? Male.
Okay.
1931, how old were you when you died? Mid-70s. You were a farmer.
Okay.
Let me try to pinpoint where this was at. 1931, farmer, Dust Bowl, Nebraska. Okay?
Okay.
It was tough. It was a tough life. Eking out a living. It was good for a while, but then it got to be very difficult towards the 20s. Okay?
Okay.
So the latter part of your life was really tough. Okay, but you need to leave that behind you. You need to let go of that toughness, that struggle. You didn't come here to struggle. You're just carrying that stuff with you. So you need to release that struggle. I mean, a regression would work for you because it's hard to give you that from this, but it's like you decided to come into this lifetime, believe it or not, and you go, nah, it's not true, into this lifetime to not struggle. But you carry that with you. You've carried that struggle from that last life where it was, Nebraska near the Dust Bowl and, and just it was hard. It was – but you loved – see, here's the thing about it that you need to do, what I get, is that there was an aspect of it because not every life is just absolutely 100% horrible. There's always good aspects of every life. And that farmer, you love family. But you also love just to be in the earth, just to be out in the earth, just out there plowing, just planting, just being part of the earth, okay? That part of you was the escape. And so if you look forward to this life and you look at this life, that natural tendency to be in nature, planting, doing things with the earth is your release, okay?
Okay. Yes.
So the more you can pot plants and do this and do that and play with plants and talk to plants or grow stuff, depending on where you live, the better off you are because that's your escape. I don't know why I get that, but that's what I get, okay?
Because
this farmer would go out in the fields and he would plow and do all this stuff and just put his hand in the earth. Just putting your hands in the earth is going to feel good to you. I don't know if you sense that or not.
Well, I love growing things like vegetables.
That's what you should be. So when every time you get kind of frustrated, go out there and play with your plants. Go out and do stuff. Okay? It's your release. It's a way of you coping with life. It's a carry forward to this life where you just go out there and piddle around with a plant and plant something or, trim it or do something with a plant, and that's going to help you cope. Okay?
Okay.
Got it? That's
yep.
really good. Yeah, do it. Just do it. So that should be your trigger. I'm really frustrated. Well, I'm going to go play with a plant now. You know what I mean? I'm
right.
going to get away
I
from
I know what you mean.
I don't want to deal with people. People problems, people, the earth is much easier to deal with than people, right? Don't you have that attitude sometimes?
Oh, totally.
Right. Well, that's a carry forward from past life.
And animals. Right? Animals are so much easier than people.
Yeah, the horses and the pigs and the cows and stuff that you would have on a farm. Okay?
Definitely.
and chickens. Even you'd rather deal with chickens.
Yes.
So go for it, Jill. Go rescue some animals. Go work at a shelter, animal shelter, a little bit. Go do some stuff like that. Go volunteer. Okay? Raise some pigs.
I just rescued a cat 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's your job.
You know, I put out a trap and he was out there and I trapped him and so he wouldn't be out there in the freezing cold.
See? You're doing your job. You get some atta girls for that, okay? Just go for it. And that's kind of your relief valve, your way to cope, And whatever anger and frustration you brought forward from the past life, you can just decide to leave it behind, okay? All the hardship.
There's a lot from this lifetime, too.
Well, a lot of it's carried forward, too. And a lot of it started as a youth, as a young person. So I'll let you go. Work on that part.
Okay.
Work on the nature
part.
Thank
you.
Grow something. Go grow some marijuana plants and make some money. I'm teasing. You're not going to do that. Use your green thumb for a profit. Grow orchids, right, for a profit.
Well, they say if you want to get rich, now is the time to invest in marijuana.
Yeah, it depends on what state you live in. Here in California, it's going to be really big. Okay, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now. I am not anyone go out there and do anything illegal in your life, okay? If you're so drawn to do certain things, then go for it. But, you know, if you're a good gardener, then do it. Good, you know, and I mentioned orchids. Orchids are good, too. Or what other kind of plants can you grow, right? Grow vegetables. Grow something that's kind of exotic. Ooh, that's kind of fun, huh? Just grow something. Go for it. So, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, that was fun. See, I like looking into people's past lives. And believe it or not, you can learn a lot from a past life. Like Jill. Jill was, okay, this is what I was in my past life, and I can use that skill and talent now, and I'm using that skill and talent. Okay, so let me get back into, okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you about past lives or regression work or whatever they want to talk to you about. I have no idea what they're going to talk about. Okay, so I'm going to go away, go to the background. I don't know if you've heard me channel before. Really, I just go to the background, and then they come through, and they talk to you. Okay? There seems to be, even in the spiritual community, even amongst spiritual teachers, a certain contradictions as to doing regression work or not doing regression work. And there's value in all of it. Now, we're not trying to say that those who promote only staying in the present and only focusing on manifesting what you want in the future is a bad thing. No. We're not saying that at all. We're saying that's absolutely a very good thing also. But what we're trying to say to you is that there's different approaches for different people. And if you're dealing with issues and problems in your life and you can't seem to get what you want or you have ailments that there doesn't seem to be a solution for, it could be psychological, it could be emotional, it could be physical, that there is an approach to looking at what are you carrying forward? What have you put in your behavioral system? What have you created in your life as a child, as a young person, you're now bringing forward into your lifetime as you get older? You're using that, whatever that might be, and it's growing, and it's causing you a great deal of conflict. So whatever that might be. So that's the advantages of regression, is going back. We would encourage it. We're going to blatantly say we would encourage it. We would encourage you looking at your past lives. We believe that you've had hundreds, and in some cases thousands, of past lives. And each one was significant in some ways. Each one can teach you something about who you are, your purpose in life, and in some degree, what ailments are ailing you now. What happened to you in a past life? The trauma, I guess that's a good word for it, in a past life. And it can multiply from lifetime to lifetime. You can go through the same cycle over and over and over again of the same and similar trauma because you haven't learned your lesson and you haven't learned to release it yet. So why not now? Why don't you release all that stuff? Why don't you release the trauma and those experiences? Why do you need to carry them with you now? Now, even if you don't think that, well, I don't know if it's a benefit for me or not. I don't see how any of these problems I have now can be related to something in my past. But most likely they are. Most likely they are. And as you go through a lifetime, as you start as a small child and you start to take on behaviors, and these behaviors and these teachings and these lessons that you're learning as a child, and as you take these in, they trigger past life experiences. They trigger more pain, more trauma. Now, some are very good at blocking at a certain age, and some learn how to avoid that and are able to adjust their lives so their past life experiences don't affect them. But they still do. So we would encourage it. We would say, yeah, take a look. Look back. Look back at your issues. Now, even if you don't recognize your issues, even if you think, I don't have any real things going on, my life is okay. But wouldn't you like your life to be a little better? Wouldn't you want to release some of the items that are holding you back from flying, from being in a greater place than you are right now, to be more evolved, I guess is a good word for it, than where you are right now? So we would encourage it. We would say, good. Now, it doesn't work for everybody, and not everybody's going to take advantage of it, and some people are going to focus on the now, being in the moment. They don't want to go back to the past. They want to stay focused on the now, and they want to start manifesting and working on who they are now only. That's fine. If it's working, if you're getting what you want in your life, I gave the key, and we talked about this the other day. The key to abundance is being happy. Are you happy? Are you feeling good? Then you don't need therapy. You don't need to revisit those things. But if you're not where you want to be in life, if you're not feeling, happy, feel a little troubled, then maybe you need to look at your past lives or look a regression at your child, regress to your childhood and take a look at it. And from that place, you can release those energies. It's like letting the air out of a balloon that's inside you, the balloon of the trauma, the balloon of whatever physical thing is wrong with you that you carried forward from childhood or from a past life. In childhood, you pick up behaviors and belief systems, and they grow as you get older. So perhaps you want to let go of some of that. You've created certain habits which sprang from your childhood. But then sometimes these habits can come from a past life. If you had a certain habit in a past life, there's a good possibility that you've carried that habit forward. Not always bad, though. There can be good habits, like the lady that George was talking to about gardening and being with the earth and planting plants and growing things. Now, that's a good habit, right? That's an excellent habit. Maybe you have the habit of wanting to heal people, and you're so involved in helping and healing people, and perhaps in a past life you were a doctor, okay, or a therapist of some kind. Maybe perhaps you were a midwife. Perhaps you were in some form of healing arts in a past life. And you brought that desire, that passion into this lifetime. But sometimes recognizing, go, yeah, that's me. That's who I am. And then there's another advantage of this type of regression too, and it's been stated in a lot of books, is the more you delve into the past life phenomena, The more you realize that you're immortal, that your soul continues on and on to lives, death is just a transition to another experience. And then in the going back into past lives, a lot of times you'll go back in between lives to your spiritual home, your spiritual dimension that you lived in and you spent a lot of time in. And you get a little experience that, and you experience your time with teachers and masters and angels. That's all very reassuring, isn't it? Isn't that all kind of reassuring that you're going to go back to your spiritual home? It's going to be beautiful, that you've done this hundreds and thousands of times, and it's just a transition back into the light, back into a beautiful spiritual home to review your life, condemnation, without judgment, just reviewing it. It's always a process of developing, of growing, of getting better, of improving. Each lifetime is an opportunity to use your skills, your abilities that you honed over many lifetimes, and you're going to learn more. And an opportunity to learn more. Now, many of you don't improve. Well, we won't get into all that, why you don't. You say, well, why would I come back and do the same things over and over again? Well, you haven't learned your lessons. You haven't learned your lessons. You carry it forward. You get triggered with behavior that you develop as a child. The environment that you're in triggers negativity within you, and you stay with that. Wouldn't it be better to go back and look and say, oh, I can release all that. This is what I'm here to do. This is my purpose. This is why I'm here. Let me work on that. Let me develop on that. Now I know. I got a better understanding of it. So we would encourage it. If it's something that you're drawn to that you think may be of value to you as an individual, we're not saying it works for everybody, but we feel that it would work for most people, at least to explore it, at least to know, at the very, very least, to know that this is just one lifetime out of many, and that you will do a transition, that you will go to your spiritual home, you will commune and spend time with teachers and masters, you will meet again your family members, those you've spent many lifetimes with. You will share their love. You will experience an amazing amount of love. So for no other reason to do that would be that, to really know who you really are and why you're here. So we just wanted to kind of clarify this a little bit, because many of you have been taught from various teachers that, no, don't focus on that. Focus on where you're at right now. Focus on what you want to manifest. Feel good now. But sometimes the feeling good now, the being happy now, is being weighted down with the past. And sometimes it's good to just to release that past so you can feel better now. So thank you for listening. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye. Okay. I'm back. I guess they gave a pretty good argument on why to do it, why not to do it. I think that argument about just knowing that you're eternal is a good reason to go and look at past lives, isn't it? So what am I going to talk about? I got 20 minutes left on the show, and I'm looking for more callers that want to delve into whatever you want to delve into. If you want to talk to some dead people, some ancestors, some famous people, some spirit guides about your lives and what you can do. And maybe they can give you some advice of what you've brought forward from a past life and help you a little bit to understand maybe some of the things that you need to do. You know, a lot of people want to call in and they want to ask about the future. But the words I hear are kind of funny. You have to be ready for the future. You have to be prepared for the future. You have to have, let's use the expression, your ducks in order for the future to unfold the way you want it to. you have to be in emotional and physical and mental place to create and help manifest what you, the future you want, whether it be a relationship, whether it be, that's just kind of an interesting, financial issues, money, jobs, whatever it is. You need to be prepared to achieve those things. And I keep coming back to, and I keep, spirit keeps coming back to this idea that, yes, one way of doing that is releasing all that clutter from the past, releasing all that stuff. So if you're interested in this sort of thing, we can do it online. I'll give you my website, or you can reach me on Facebook or here. And I'll get into a couple articles based on this kind of subject a little bit more, maybe a little bit more ideas on why to do it and why you should approach and perhaps looking at your past to go forward into your future to create. Oh, I can't type. I can't talk and type very well, can I? Two things. So it's the messenger.info if you want to reach me, or if you can reach me through here. You can leave me a message here, or you can get my phone number or my Facebook page to reach me. And we can do that. I love doing this stuff. And I'm kind of clicking in this whole idea of letting my spirit guides guide you through a past life, a regression work to a childhood. And I just step in the background and let them lead the whole process. And we can do it on Skype, or we can do it in person, or we can do it any kind of video chat. You know, it can be Facebook video chat. It doesn't matter. It's kind of fun, however we want to do it. And there's so many vehicles now to be able to communicate with people without even being in person, which I kind of love. I can just sit here and in my pajamas, right? No, I'm not in my pajamas and to help you. No, I respect you in your time. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to talk about some other subjects. Well, on the same subject, really, basically. It's an article from Earth Association for Regression Therapy. Ooh, that's kind of like a fun thing. It's like earth-association.org. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. And I'm let me kind of go to the point. Results of regression therapy. And I'll kind of skip through the article. Results of regression therapy. And it could be past lives or early childhood. Like most forms of psychotherapy, can be distinguished in mental results, clarity, mindfulness, self-knowledge, understanding, people liberation of limiting beliefs. Now, that's what I talk about, and that my spirit guides to talk about is getting liberation of limiting beliefs. And emotional results, inner calm, self-acceptance, self-confidence, restored empathy, positive emotions, and expression of emotions, somatic results, disappearing of psychosomatic complaints like low energy, tensions, hypersensitivities, and symptoms without medical explanation. And I'll throw another one in there because they don't talk about, and it could be from the level of spiritual, a spiritual reawakening, a spiritual delving into your own spirituality, learning more about your own spirituality, destroying or at least addressing certain myths that you've carried with you throughout your lifetime, which are based on religious or spiritual beliefs, and addressing those in regression or past life therapy can help you to, aha, I get it. I understand it now. That's a false belief. That belief doesn't serve me. It's not necessary to have that. Okay. So let me skip. That's just one little thing about one article on regression therapy I thought I'd want to cover really quick. There's another article I wanted to get into, and it's from that's not the one. It's Past Life Regression Spirit Messages from Carol McLindley. And what is a past life regression? I just kind of go over this stuff again. So, you know, if you're joining me late, because that's what I've been talking about, regression therapy. Now, it could be past lives. So she emphasizes past lives. It could be going back to a three-year-old, and it could be going between lives, or even could be going into your mother's womb and in your mother's room. Now, believe it or not, your consciousness is there, and your consciousness from that point will tell you, oh, why you're in there. Why? What's your purpose in coming? Now, one of the things I've done in between life regressions is to get people to that place of being inside the womb before they're born and going through the birthing experience and asking them, when did your soul come into the physical body? When did that soul come in? And it's usually about 3 months, 3 to 6 months, sometimes sooner, but it's about 3 months. And from my reading and also working with people, it's generally about the time when the brain is developed enough that it can receive and be influenced by the soul. And so the soul comes in at that time, that who you really are starts to move into the physical and emerges with the physical so that you become the complete being, both physical and spiritual. You know, it's like the operating program being put into a computer. You have a machine, but the machine is not anything without the operating program, without the programs. And so your soul is like the program that's being put into the machine. So it's generally about 3 to 6 months that most people receive their soul. Are you curious of when that would happen for you? When did it happen? Was there a struggle? No, the ones I've seen, there have been a struggle sometimes. You develop the ego very early, and it struggles with the soul, believe it or not. Okay, so according to her writing up on what is past life regression, a past life regression recalls scenes, feelings, and memories from another lifetime. That one has lived as though it was happening now. You can really get into it. I went into it when I was regressed to a past life. I really got into it and almost channeled that lifetime for the person who regressed me. Explained some dreams I was having, some visions I was having that I would have seeing myself in a certain scene, and that past life regression, oh yeah, that's when it happened. Oh, now I know what happened. Now I know what I'm seeing. It wasn't from a movie or something I watched on television. It was actually from a past life. Okay, some people have spontaneous flashbacks during the waking state, which she's talking about here. This may be triggered by an event such as visiting a place where one has lived in a past life. You ever experience that? You ever go to some place and you just know that you've been there before? You know you've never been there physically in this lifetime, but you know that you've been there before and it seems so familiar, and you can almost direct people around to what's in the neighborhood and what's in this, but it seems so real. But that used to be, wasn't that something else before there? Past life memories can also appear in dreams or doing meditation. The most effective and therapeutic way to recall a past life is to have a session with a trained, certified past life regression therapist, okay, hypnotherapist, psychologist, or therapist that believes in it, somebody who does that. In a deeply relaxed state. See, it doesn't say under hypnosis, but I use hypnosis I use hypnosis techniques. I think taking a person fairly deep is a big deal here. In a deeply relaxed state, one travels back through time, which may help as the facilitator discovers roots of skills, relationships, problems, attitudes, or other patterns that influence the present life. Some people have very vivid and emotional recall, while others may have an intuitive knowing without a lot of emotion and imagery. Now, again, if you don't believe in past lives, it still works because your mind is still creating something that's teaching you something, that's learning about you in some way so that you can deal with issues and trauma in your life or beliefs that are not working with you. So this lady says, I use my psychic abilities to tell you about your past lives. Now, I do that too. So, you know, I'm just using her article because it's rather interesting. So she goes into this question of what is past life regression therapy. I was going to mention one other thing. You ever meet somebody first time and you go, where have you been kind of attitude? Wow. You seem so familiar. Well, it could be a past life or two or a lot with somebody, right? If you meet somebody that you're totally connected with romantically and otherwise, well, it could be your soulmate, somebody that you spend many, many, many lifetimes with, okay? Past life regression therapy is a holistic therapy that works with the body, mind, emotions, and spirit. It is based on the principles of cause and effect and the theory that your reactions and the way you respond to problems are based in the past. Now, that's an interesting thought. Now, you don't have to go to a past life to experience that, because you can go to your childhood and you can realize that you react to what you've learned and the behaviors you learned as a child, and your teachings and your belief systems. So you can go back to this time. Oh, you know, I'm going to skip through this. Let's get into a little bit what she says about some of the benefits. Past life regression therapy can transform your life. It can help you develop your full potential, unlock hidden talents, create more compassion and love for yourself and others. It can reveal your life purpose and reason for incarnating and help you overcome the fear of death, which I was talking about, what Spirit was talking about. After a past life regression session, many clients report feeling a greater sense of inner peace, love, and self-acceptance when they understand that they have chosen their life circumstance and the lessons that they need to learn. Seems rather logical. You know, we talk about near-death experiences where people leave the body and go to the spiritual home and then come back. And it's the same thing where they go, oh, yeah, well, that's why I'm here. Now I have something to do. Now I have a mission to do. And they get their mission that way. So it can work in different ways. But not having to go through the near-death experience and getting that mission and that purpose is a much easier way of doing it, isn't it? So I thought I'd spend this whole show talking a little bit about past lives and regression work, because I call it regression work. You could go to a past life, you could go between lives, or you could go to childhood. And I've talked a lot about what happens in childhood that affects you now as an adult. So we don't need to go there anymore. I got a few more minutes. Anybody else want to call? Anybody want a little bit of a past life reading? Let's go back to your past life. Let's see which ones affect you. And we could do, and as I said, and Spirit said, there's hundreds of them, could be even thousands of lives. Generally, we just go back to the previous life because you've come kind of carrying forward a lot of those past life issues. And also good stuff. It's not all bad stuff. It's good stuff, too. There's good stuff from a past life. So let's do that. Okay. Anything else? Well, you know, it talks about – let me kind of get you through some of the negative things that people are worried about a past life or going there, and some of the concerns that people have. And the article talks about this, and that sometimes when you address a past life, you go back to a very traumatic experience. The problem is you feel like, oh, I can't take it emotionally. I don't want to face that. Well, there's ways of avoiding that. That emotional experience. You can be an observer. You can be watching it like you're watching a movie screen. You can be detached from it. You can, in a past life regression, have a spirit guide with you. You can put a filter around yourself to kind of screen out some of the emotional effects of a past life. So you can go there and you can experience it and you can learn it. It's like watching a movie of your life from a past life and go, yeah, that's what I did. Oh, yeah, I can learn from that. I can move forward from that. I don't need to redo that. I can let go of that. I can leave that there. And generally what you do at the end of a past life is observe as you're leaving the body and saying, hey, I'm going to leave this behind. I'm only going to take the good from this life. I'm only going to experience the good from this life. I'm not going to take any of the negative forward from this life. And I'm going to use the positive. I'm going to understand more about who I am. And I'm going to understand more about the people that are in my life, because now I identify perhaps this was our relationship in a past life. Ooh, let's change the dynamics. Now I know why they're treating me this way. I know what our relationship is now. Let's change it a little bit. Let's work on that. And I've done couples. I've taken couples back. I've taken groups of people back that knew each other. And some of them experience the same past lives, because generally, the people that you regress together have lived together in past lives. Whole communities live together in past lives and come forward from a past life together. So that's what we do. I'm just emphasizing that. So I'm going to kind of promote this a little bit more. It's fun. And I think the advantage of letting my spirit guides do it, my spirit group lead you through this process, is they've listened to everybody do it. They've listened to all the great teachers and masters and, you know, hypnotherapists and psychologists. And so they have a lot of techniques. And I've learned a few techniques over the years, too, so they can use my brain and what I've done. So is there anything else about I think I just kind of ended that article. Well, I only have a couple minutes left, and I really wanted to delve into this a little bit more. And so if anybody is interested in a real quick look at a past life, just contact me, call me, or if you're in the chat room, just give me your actual first name and date of birth. Year and month is fine. And then we can delve into, and I can see what you've done in a past life and how that affects you now. Okay? If not, I got to stop rattling any more on about this. And I will talk about finding happiness, 7 tips to finding happiness in this life without having to be regressed, without going to a past life. And I think if I look at these, I went too far. How did I do that? Okay, so it's not going to work for me. I was looking at an article and the article went away. So let me go back and see if I can find it again. And 7 tips for happiness. I believe happiness is our natural state of being. But sometimes we allow things to keep us from being happy. So the first point from this article from beliefnet.com is look at the big picture. Remember that you are an essential part of a very alive universe. No matter how tough your day or week or year might be, you are part of the greater whole, the weave of life and of all humanity. You can remind yourself that feeling by looking up at the night sky and going to a religious service where everybody joins hands and sings. It's really feeling like, yes, I'm part of a bigger thing. I'm part of the whole community of life. And that can help you to understand more about yourself. And it takes some of the pressure off. Okay, let's move on to the next point. I like this next point, and let me read through this. It's kind of an interesting point. Be a keeper of meaning. Knowing that your life has meaning brings a great deep down satisfaction that offers lasting happiness. One wonderful way to experience more meaning is to bring meaning to the lives of others by teaching them a special skill of yours. Whether it's a new language, a new recipe, how to sail, or simply how to listen to be a caring person, you have something you need to share. It's an interesting point. And I really kind of really enjoy that point because I think it's really important. Everyone has a talent and ability, and you can teach other people a little bit more about this talent and ability that you have. Whatever it is, it could be baking for that matter, right? Could be baking, could be gardening. So being willing to teach others, and especially young people, about your particular talents and abilities. And that brings out your happiness because you're doing things that you love to do and you're sharing what you love with other people. And that awakens your happiness because you're doing what makes you feel good. And that's the essence of being alive, being abundant, is feeling good about whatever you may be doing. Okay? Well, we're almost out of time here. I will be back tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk to dead people. That would be a good thing, right? Let some dead people talk to you. You know, your ancestors. Or, I don't know, whatever subject matter seems to pop up in the next day or so. Thank you for listening. And those who will listen to the show later, I appreciate that. And again, you can find me through the site or through Facebook or the messenger.info. And if you're interested in exploring your past lives, let me know. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.